Hi, this is Scott Bradley, Pinhead from the Hellraiser movies, and you are listening to Underground Horror Radio, and you'd better keep listening or I will tear your soul apart.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio here on podunkradio.com. It is your host, Nicole Vlachis Jordan, author.
That's all you got?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got.
Wife.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Go. Yep. Tomorrow is our 1 year anniversary. Well, tomorrow is our Monday is our 1 year anniversary, but tomorrow is like the day that we did it.
Sunday
last year, yeah. So
that's good.
Yep, tied the knot, so we're all good. Made it a year, didn't kill him, so life is good.
So far.
Mm-hmm. And with me, of course, as you hear, my partner in all things, Justin McPatches.
Neither of you can cheese with Justin Jordan that's at New York Comic Con right now because I don't have a beard.
Yeah.
Or write comic books.
Yeah.
I do shitty radio.
Oh, shut up.
But we are going to Spooky.
Yes, we are.
What was that, 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Oh, it can't come fast enough.
I know.
We got 3 weeks to Spooky, 2 weeks to Reanimator. Yeah. Monday, I mean, Sunday, tomorrow, we're going to Halloween Horror Nights.
Yep.
Fright Nights just opened.
Uh-huh.
So for the next couple weeks, Fright Nights will be open Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So go out there to Fright Nights. Four new houses, yeah.
They only had 3 houses last year, and now they have 4.
Did they have 3? Yeah, they did, yeah. I'll be there Wednesday to do an interview.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I'll post it up when I get done with that.
Uh-huh.
Probably like December. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we won't go at the end of the season like we did last year.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was still good.
Oh, it was. Yeah, I know, but...
It was fun.
Yeah.
You know what that was? That was like a post-Halloween...
Mm-hmm.
Because we went on the 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Because mm-hmm.
Halloween was on a Friday.
Yeah.
We went out and then we went to Respectables. I think it was a good night.
Yeah, it was.
It was cold.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hot.
Yes.
So lots of stuff.
It's been getting cooler, though.
A little bit.
We have been temperate.
Well, that's an El Nino thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think El Nino's, like, wrapped around the world at this point.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's October. It is, the 10th?
Yes.
We're 10 days in.
Yes.
We got 21 more to Halloween? Is that how that math works?
Yes, that's how that math works.
Awesome.
Yep. So, 3 weeks from today.
It's not fast enough. Like, I remember September went by. August took forever. We had a lot of stuff in August, though.
Yeah.
Anniversary. We went on our trip.
Yeah.
Misfits. Rain. It was a long month. September, bam, gone.
Yep.
Went to work, and that was really it. Mm-hmm. Did a couple shows.
Yeah.
Did PalmCon, and then, bam. Now we're in October.
And then it was over. Yeah.
And we're in the second
week. And we finally made it into October.
Yep.
And you're saying it's not going fast enough?
No, it's not that. I really want to get this. It's like now I have to wait an extra week for Spooky.
Oh.
Usually Spooky is the week before Halloween.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like,
uh-huh.
We go to Halloween Horror Nights.
Uh-huh.
Well, except the first year we went on Halloween.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever, I don't think, top that first year. I don't know. Last year getting married pretty much was pretty good, too. But that first year.
Yeah.
Us together.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of liked it.
Uh-huh. Me too. But things have improved since then.
Well,
I mean,
married.
You know, we're married, yes, but also like, you know, with Spooky, we're you know, panelists. And
well, I really enjoyed the Nightmare cast, Dan Hassel.
Yeah, Dan Hassel and Brooke Theus and Joy and Toy. Joy. Where the fuck did that come
Andres.
From? Andres. Vapored.
Yeah, but you know, it's this year's really good.
Oh.
I got confirmation that Justin will be going. I talked
Punk
to
Justin.
Him. Oh, yeah. He's all excited.
Mm.
He loves us. He can't wait
I
to
know.
See everybody in Alton.
I know.
And as far as I know, Boots and... I know Jeff wants to go, so yeah.
Uh-huh.
It'll be nice. I think Tom might go for a day.
That's good.
Plus all our friends that we meet there. All the authors.
Uh-huh.
Zach Brewer, who... Did you read the thing about the fucking guy?
Uh-huh.
And I was reading that, mm-hmm. and I'm like... What the fuck is wrong with people?
I don't know.
Like, I said this, I don't know if you listened to Not For Air the other day, because I've been doing the Halloween thing.
Right.
But I was talking about, you know, the author panels and Spooky, kind of, and that without authors or writers, we wouldn't have TV. I'd almost say a talker, but
mm-hmm.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
and
it
I
is.
Think it's important. So,
but I was a writer, and, you know, that was when we first started talking, and then we...
I went to whore you.
Yeah.
On Facebook. If I had known then what I know now about Facebook, it wouldn't matter anyway.
Right.
You wouldn't be able to see my fucking post.
I know.
I hate Facebook. Anyway. Yeah. No, but you know what? I just think, you know, it's cool. And I used to spend a lot of time as a kid reading in the library at school. Not because they made us, because I wanted to go in there.
Yeah.
And then dial-up came out. Me and Matt used to go look up Friday13th.com. Eventually it'll load.
Yep.
And, you know, back then there were so many things online about Freddy versus Jason.
Yeah.
And, of course, it wasn't going to come out for another, after we graduated.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I used to, I love the scary stories, Tell in the Dark, Goosebump books.
Yep.
You know, I just think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people really just don't seem to get it now. A lot of people do. A lot of people are respectful. You just get that one jock. I don't know if he was a jock, but he was a douchebag.
Yeah, he was a douchebag.
The other thing I wanted to bring up that I read about today is some people got in trouble for their decorations.
Oh, in Parma, Ohio. I want to talk about that, too.
I'm like, it's fucking Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, I have this grin on my face like I'm a fucking Joker. Because I'm like, I got one eye. I got the pirate going on. Because I'm like, I don't understand.
He's gone pirate.
I don't understand what the problem is.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, no, there's a house in Parma, Ohio that is, it's a couple blocks from a school. That's why they're having such a fit.
Fuck, who gives a fuck?
But they have somebody hanging in the tree, a guy hanging in a tree all
upside
wrapped
down
in,
cross.
Yeah, no, up to, all wrapped in like spider web.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, and then there's an upside down cross, and then there's one on a spike.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, they've got a whole display on the front yard, and her husband, apparently his birthday is Halloween, and it's his favorite holiday.
As it should be.
Right. So, people are having a fit because kids can see it.
I don't care.
Yeah, I don't get it either. It's his own yard. What's the difference?
I don't care.
Yeah. And there's another woman in Detroit, I think. She puts a dead body in her front yard, like laying face down. It looks like somebody like was running and got shot or something.
Yeah.
And it's so lifelike that people stop and try to give it CPR, and the cops the cops come by and stuff like that. And she's literally had to start taking it in at night because people steal it.
To be fair, she does live in Detroit.
Yeah.
So that's very possible. At the same time, very awesome.
Yes. She said, but she's been doing it for years, and it's never, it's always been, everybody's always tried to stop and make sure he's okay. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what my thing is this. Okay. It's Halloween.
Yep.
You're supposed, when did Halloween go from scary to sissy?
Well, when we started getting politically correct about every goddamn thing.
And that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, you're
I
not
mean, I've heard about this before. We talked about this forever now, about people, sometimes their decorations too far. I don't think so. I think it's fucking cool.
Uh-huh.
It's Halloween. You should be able to decorate your yard
the way you want to.
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
Having the upside down cross thing, that's fine. It's not like the guy is literally burning a cross in his yard. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah.
This is a Halloween decoration in Halloween.
Yep.
And in October.
Yeah.
Where it's up north and really awesome.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, and people are getting upset because there's children. I'm like, well, teach your fucking kids the fucking difference between real and not real. And people were commenting like, this, you know, good for these people in their house.
Yeah.
This is bullshit. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's supposed to be scary. Stop dressing your kid up as a bumblebee. You know, put a sheet on and make him a ghost or something cool. Right. And I agree. You know, it really is, you know, supposed to be fucking fucked up and scary.
Yeah. But they don't. But the thing is it's not like when we grew up, it's not even like when you grew up. Okay, you grew up 10 years later than I did.
Right.
Okay, so even when you were growing up, there were still monster movies on TV, and there was, you know, cartoons with monsters in it, and, you know, that kind of stuff. And now, anything that's for kids has been so sanitized, monsters aren't scary anymore, or they are non-existent in, like, cartoons and things like that.
Right.
Or they don't have the exposure that we've had, like when we were little. I went to a daycare where I was little, like 3 years old, and they used to show us old black and white horror movies.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I ended up okay, I think.
I grew up in the 80s, and what we had in the 80s was The Lost Boys and Monster Squad.
Exactly.
Monster Squad was like the hardcore Goonies.
Yeah.
Which I just watched again the other day.
Yeah.
We own that on Blu-ray, don't we? Or
yes,
DVD?
Yes.
Okay. That was on Netflix, so yes. I watched it. But, I mean, then again, those kids were in the monsters, and then that monsters happened, and the appropriate way to handle it. And I it's not real, but the point is...
But, then again, too, that was the beginning of the sanitization, too, because, like, their teacher tells them, monsters aren't real.
Yeah.
Math is. You know, that kind of stuff. You know, and it was already like that. And they were cool because their parents believed them. But most people didn't believe him,
right?
You know, because it's not real, you know. So that was still on the cusp of the generation that still saw monsters, believed in monsters, things like that. We don't have that anymore.
No.
Okay? We don't idolize and glorify the old black and white movies anymore. We don't, you know, we don't tell stories about Frankenstein and Dracula and all that stuff.
No.
It's all the modern stuff. It's not scary. The level of scary for them is Monsters, Inc. or... Home, or let's see, even Nightmare Before Christmas. That's not scary.
It's awesome.
It's awesome, but it's not scary. Okay.
No, it wasn't scary then, though.
No, but so they want you to walk that line when you have children.
I think that, I don't want to put that movie in it. I think maybe Corpse Bride's part of that bullshit. Nightmare came out, what, 92?
Yeah.
That's the same time Mortal Kombat came out, right?
Yeah.
So I was 10. My grandmother took me to see it, and it was awesome because I think Tim Burton, who made Beetlejuice, which isn't really a horror film,
mm-mm.
He was doing the whole thing, I think, where it's like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, don't be scared. It's like, it's okay to be weird and be you.
Yep.
And that's not the same thing as sanitizing it now where it's like, monsters aren't scary. This was... They were scary. The whole point was they're trying to scare people in Halloween.
Yeah.
They just wanted to try Christmas, and even then they couldn't grasp... Christmas is not scary except for Krampus.
Yeah.
Jack did, but they didn't. Yeah. So he's like, fuck it, here, we'll do it this way.
Yeah.
And then he learned, like, fuck it, let Santa do Christmas, I'll do Halloween, I feel better. Uh-huh. And that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Now it's like, I agree, it's kind of stupid with the whole, I think it's like you sit down, look, I saw Child's Play when I shouldn't have, it did scare me for about 10 years until I was a teenager.
Yes.
And even now and then I get a little worried, but not really. Friday the 13th, which is my favorite. Nightmare on Elm Street, which was probably the scariest because it was a dream thing.
Yep.
But by then, he also became like a pop icon. So.
Yes. And we have gone past the point now where...
Yeah.
That is something that, you know, kids are exposed to. Unless they are growing up with parents...
Who are awesome.
Who are awesome and who are already involved in the horror culture... Kids don't get exposed to that. It's like the kids that come to Spooky Empire with their parents are all exposed to it. They've all watched, they all have horror movies and things like that. People that are in the horror groups and stuff like that on Facebook.
They get it.
They get it because their kids watch stuff. But then again, too, there is a line to what they let their kids watch at certain ages.
Oh, definitely. There's a reason why there's ratings.
Right. But if you're not showing actively in your front yard... Someone being chopped up with a chainsaw.
Which would be a cool display, but yes.
Which would be a cool display, but actively happening.
Yeah.
Then...
What's the problem?
What's the problem? They are obviously not real bodies. They're just hanging there.
Yep.
Okay? There's not even really that much blood.
No.
You know, so... And if kids can't tell the difference at this point, then you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. It's as simple as that. Yes. I don't think they should be punished for that, but anyway.
Yeah.
So let's play some tunes.
Okay.
And then we'll come back and talk about some movies and spooky and.
Yeah. time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. And it's the pelvic thrust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. Free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
Well, I was walking down the street just to have a thing. When a snake of a guy gave me an evil wink. He shook me up, he took me by surprise. He had a pickup track and the devil's eyes. He stared at me and I felt a change.
To the left.
I created it. I made it with my own hands.
Time to do another one. It had to be something different. Oh baby, that's what I like. Oh yeah.
Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
And Podbean and Florida Geek Scene.
Yes.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So we also heard a new song by that we got exclusively from Cavaverman.
Cavaverman.
Cavaverman. With Vampiro. So very cool.
Yes.
Or Vampiro. One of the two.
Yes.
So awesome, guys. And if you're wondering why I've been, you know, on their cock so much lately, it's mainly because, well, they talk to us and send us stuff, so of course we're going to play it.
Yeah.
That's
so,
how this works.
That's how this works. And we also might have played the Time Warp.
Oh, we definitely played fucking Time Warp. That's like public domain.
Yeah. Just had the 40th anniversary. And
Rocky Horror. Actually, Tim Curry was there.
And Tim Curry was there. So I was really happy to see that. And they're going to be having some reunion pictures in Entertainment Weekly this week. So pick that up if you don't already get it.
It's funny because these are, other than Boswick, and Riff Raff wasn't there.
No. I don't think Richard O'Brien gets involved with any of that stuff anymore.
Yeah. But other than like Richard O'Brien, who used to, God, Shock Treatment was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Boswick doesn't care. And
yeah.
Meatloaf doesn't care.
Yeah.
But other than those, everybody else, for a while there, was not like, no. Yeah. Well, Tim Curry's only beef was I was in other things.
Yeah.
Which he was.
Yeah.
Like, he was, you know, in Legend and
yeah.
he was in other
He's been
stuff.
In lots of other things.
But I think, I guess what he didn't understand was people, much like I guess Kevin Bacon didn't understand the whole 7 degrees.
6 degrees.
Six mm-hmm. degrees. Mm-hmm. It's not making fun. We like it.
Yeah.
It's cool that you were in it.
Yeah.
So now I think over time, even Susan Sarandon's like, mm-hmm. okay.
You wouldn't be where you are if you hadn't made this film.
It's true. Susan Sarandon, what was her first movie, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, and she's made far worse movies with that David Bowie guy in the vampire movie.
Yeah.
So that's cool for them. Also, check out our good friend, TJ Lynch, horror punk artist extraordinaire on Facebook. Nicole, actually, we got mm-hmm. some patches, and Nicole loves the Sam Trick or Treat patches.
I do. I love them. They're awesome.
He drew that.
I know.
So he does like all this work. He makes custom figures. I got a Nosferatu patch that's going on the back of McPatches for Spooky.
Uh-huh.
Just a cool guy. Please check out his stuff. Good stuff. I got an awesome Ghostbusters shirt mm-hmm. print that he drew up, which is an amazing thing.
Yep.
So just definitely check that out, especially if you're into punk rock and horror punk this Halloween season.
Yes.
So. Also, Morbid Movies, Reanimator.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Yes. Very exciting.
Nicole loves Reanimator.
Yes.
And I've never seen it, so this will be fun.
Uh-huh.
So, back real quick, though, back to the decorations thing, mm-hmm. with that whole stupid shit. So, I'm at work. It's October now. We still got the rest of the month in November before Black Friday at the end of November, right after Thanksgiving, before December. And what do we got?
Christmas
trees. And fine, it's my job, whatever. Fuck it. That's fine. But you were saying earlier about how it seems like less and less people care about Halloween, and it looks like our Halloween section was yay big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now granted, we're not a Halloween store.
Nope.
I get that. But at the same time, should have been better.
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
All of them were like that, though. Walmart's, Target, they're already starting to do clearance for all the Halloween stuff. And it's not even Halloween yet.
It's like people are not putting any effort.
Uh-uh.
And then Truon had that awesome picture of the Slutty Ninja Turtles. And we went and made fun of all that. Like, I don't care about slutty costumes. That's cool. Let the girls wear what they want. But, again, I'm from a time where Halloween was scary and creative. And
yeah.
You know, people work on cosplay for all these conventions that aren't Halloween, and then we got Spooky. And yet, people work hard on that stuff and make awesome stuff. But then you get the people who wear the fucking t-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that's not a costume.
Nope.
That was definitely not cosplay that one year.
Uh-uh.
Not that every costume has to be cosplay. Granted, I get that.
No.
That's a whole different thing. It's not even Halloween. No. Halloween isn't about... Cosplay is about being other characters and stuff. Yeah. Halloween is about just dressing up in general as other yeah. stuff. So maybe these girls are nice and innocent and they want to be slutty. I don't know. but anyway, yeah. So they think that decorations are offensive. I find, you know, that's like me going somewhere in December and going... That has too many reindeer. I am offended by this Christmas outhouse.
Mm-hmm.
No, I shut my mouth, and most of them look nice.
Uh-huh.
And again, I don't hate Christmas. Uh-huh. I don't. I love my family. It's a good time to spend with my family and your family and us together.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooler out. We can have some hot cocoa and coffee. It's whatever.
Yeah.
In fucking December. Not in October.
Yes. Well, and that's by the same token. That is the same thing as somebody that says, well, I'm Jewish, so you're not allowed to have your Christmas stuff up.
Well, no,
okay?
It's
because
Christmas.
It offends me.
Well, no, you got your 8 days of Hanukkah. Shut
okay.
the fuck up.
Okay. So, and, you know, your Kwanzaa display, because I'm a Christian and I follow Christmas, your Kwanzaa display, you're not allowed to have that.
Right.
Because the kids are going to see it. And they're going to ask questions. And then how am I going to explain that to my white Christian kids?
I'd just be like, I don't know what that is. But, at the same token, if I was the Christian, which I'm not, with the Christmas stuff and a Jewish person got offended to me, my response would be horrible back, as such as, your people killed my savior.
Uh-huh.
Oh! Drops the mic.
Yeah.
That would then just start a whole nother turf war. Then we can get into the Holocaust. It just gets worse.
Yes.
So, you know what? Nobody have any decorations this year.
Oh, my God. No, but it's the same. It's the same concept. Thing, yeah, you know, it's the same concept. Okay. Your idea of Halloween and what decorations are offends me. Okay, and I don't want to have that conversation with my children. So you can't make me have that conversation with my children. So I'm going to make you take that down.
No, you go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think it's offensive. Cool Halloween decorations are now filled with glitter.
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
I know. I don't understand why everything has to fucking sparkle.
It was Twilight. Do you want a Twilight?
Yeah, let me talk about that now.
All right. I'll let you.
All right. So you heard what we had to say about the fucking
decorations.
Let's
do a backstory. So remember some months ago, me and Nicole did a whole podcast after the show about E.L. James and her Twitter adventure.
Yes.
About how she put out Gray and how everybody made fun of her for stealing from Stephenie Meyer, which she did. Now, mind you, Stephenie Meyer, the only points we ever gave her was creativity for coming up with her own shit.
Yes.
It's not good. She sucks as a writer.
Yes.
And that's as simple as that gets. However, now, what has happened, Nicole?
Well, now, this week, Stephenie Meyer decided to put out a gender-swapped version of Twilight. So it's the same fucking book.
Lazy.
Switched off, so now it's Bo instead of Bella, and Edith instead of Edward.
Lazy.
Yeah, and it's lazy, and from what I've heard, it doesn't do anything for anybody. It's not very good. It's, you know, it's pointless. It's pointless. But she is apparently at New York Comic Con, and someone asked her... How the hell did that happen? And why didn't you just release Midnight Sun, which she wrote from... It's Twilight from Edward's point of view.
Which got leaked. And E.L. James stole it.
And E.L. James then put out Gray, which is Twilight, which has been retold as 50 Shades of Gray from Christian Grey's perspective.
His abusive perspective.
Yes. So she has now said that the reason that Midnight Sun will not be released is because of Grey. Because E.L. James put Grey out.
And you think that Summers... No, wait. What's her name? Stephenie Meyer. Should sue the shit out of...
I think she should have started suing the... fuck out of E.L. James from the beginning, because everybody knew
that was
fucking Twilight fan fiction and that she stole her intellectual property. She fucking did it. Everybody knows.
It's the publishers knew it.
It's public fucking record. She has every fucking leg to stand on to go at that woman and get her for every fucking penny she can, because she stole her intellectual property. She stole her intellectual property and her copyright. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care how bad the fucking book was to begin with. That is wrong, okay? And the sheer fact that fucking E.L. James is making all this fucking money and they're making these horrible movies for this fucking... abusive fucking relationship that nobody understands, that thinks it's so romantic and beautiful. She deserves all the negative fucking press she can get. And this is not me as a writer being jealous, because I could give a shit. I don't want to be famous for something like that. Okay. No. I don't want to be successful for stealing somebody else's shit. Okay.
That's this whole show.
Yeah. Well, no. Baby. No, it's not. You know, for stealing somebody else's shit and then putting a new coat of paint on it and calling it fresh shit, which it's not. Okay.
It's still shit.
Okay. Shame on Stephenie Meyer for bowing under pressure to put out something else.
That sucks
in the Twilight universe.
Well, she sucked from the get-go.
Okay. Twilight is hers, okay?
Yeah, that's her.
Twilight was hers. She came up with a concept, whether you like it or not, whether you like the writing or not, whether you think she's good at it, whether you're a fan or not, okay? That was hers. She created it. It became a phenomenon, which, for whatever reason, is fact, okay? She should not have bowed under pressure because of the fucking Christian Grey bullshit to put out something else in the Twilight universe that does not stand up even remotely to the original. She could have written... She has a whole Twilight universe that she could have written stuff in.
Yeah.
That she could have done something with that was more original than just doing a gender swap. Okay. Yeah. I think that between the whole E.L. James thing and her publisher and the fact that she hasn't put anything out in a while, she bowed under pressure and rewrote and edited her original piece and put it out there. And that is just
half-ass
and reprehensible. She's letting the other one get away with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
she's letting E.L. James get away with stealing everything from her.
She
should just sue the fuck out of her. I would love to see that. That battle could go on for years. I would love to fucking see it. And what would really be great, is if she put a fucking lawsuit on her and, like, stopped production on everything. Like, no more movies till it's all settled. No more movies, no more books, no more anything in that universe till it's all settled.
So why hasn't she?
I don't know. She's got the money for a lawyer. I know, and she could get E.L. James made more fucking money than she did. All right? So, yeah, she definitely
in,
yeah, so she definitely could just turn around and, like, just take all of her fucking money. I would fucking do it.
I'm just going to stay in the underground. I like it here.
Yeah.
It's punk rock. It's got movie monsters. Nobody fucks with me.
Yeah. You know, honestly, you can say what you want about my writing, but it came out of my head. Okay? I didn't steal it from anybody. I didn't rewrite somebody else's shit. That's my stuff. And I wrote it, and you either like it or you don't like it, and that's fine. Okay, but I'm not going to steal somebody else's idea or concept and turn it into a thing.
No. So anyway, back on the Not For Air podcast. I'm just saying, it got really...
ranty, I know.
No, you're good. I understand. So Halloween, we love Halloween.
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, let's play more songs that are good.
Yes.
And aren't argumentative. And then we'll talk about, I guess, the Final Girls.
Yes.
And Spooky.
Yes.
Who are full of individual artists and authors that come up with their own work and good stuff.
Yes.
All right.
Six feet deep in dreams.
I'm high. Michael Myers is back again, bringing all the trouble, bringing all the pain. Got no conscience, got no mind, got no reason, and he hates mankind.
personal. I just have this thing for murder, murder. Got a thing for murder.
Welcome back to Underground Horror Radio here on PodunkRadio.com.
You feel better now?
Yes, I feel better now.
Good.
Yes, well, it needed to be said. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it won't be.
But I did. I fucking called it. But anyway.
Oh, that's the show. Bye, everybody.
Yeah, really.
All right, so what's the movie we got here? Spooky?
Yeah.
All right, let's knock this out. Because there are a couple more guests this year, or so far that were announced.
Yep.
We don't really need to go through the whole list again.
No, we don't.
Let's see. Oh, they added Allison Barron from Night of the Demons. Apparently she was in Nightmare on Elm Street, too.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of the kids at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And then Linnea.
Mm-hmm.
Linnea Quigley, everybody.
Yep. And Roy Woolley from Face Off.
Yep. He'll be doing a thing, a panel.
Yeah.
So I know you like him.
Mm-hmm.
And Barry Anderson from Day of the Dead, Jeepers Creepers, Hairspray.
Yep.
Some Ink Masters.
Yeah.
And there we go. That's pretty much the updated list.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Patricia Quinn won't be there.
Yeah.
But we got Nell Campbell still and Barry Boswick.
Yep.
Everybody else is pretty much a standard run-of-the-mill.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bert.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Lillard, we talked about that. So, there you go.
Yep. We're very excited.
Well, I guess I was going to wait till the entire author list came out before I'd start running through it.
Well,
I already did last week anyway.
Nothing yeah, you
new.
Did.
Yeah.
No, so there's nothing new in the author panels yet. We're still waiting for me to be added.
Yeah.
But Alicia's busy. She's working on scheduling and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be good.
Plus, she had to move in the middle of all this.
Yeah.
Bless her. And she works for corporate Home Depot, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
That's busy, busy.
She's, you know, important stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Still no schedule of events yet.
No.
It's got 20. You got 20 more days. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Spooky Empire. Can't wait. It's going to be the biggest Halloween party on Halloween this year.
Yeah.
They're going to have all kinds of cool stuff. Big Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
I know the author panels are going to be awesome.
Yes, they are.
I'm there and you're there and all the other great authors will be there. Zach Brewer will be there again.
Yep.
We had a lot of fun with Zach Brewer last year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to eating sandwiches with Tara Reid.
Yeah.
what else is going on? Sick and Twisted panel.
Yes.
I dropped in our author group thing. There was a new author. We said hi. And then one of the other, you know, like, what's the first rule? And someone said alcohol. I said, don't look at He-Man's junk.
Uh-huh.
Because there was a whole thing with He-Man.
Yeah,
actually,
and
the picture,
Mitch.
I have the picture on my phone of the guy in Alicia's boobs.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there like, guy's dick. It's yeah. right there.
Yes.
Not that I'm like, you know, worried.
But Mitch was like, Alicia.
Yeah, yeah. Mitch is great.
Yeah.
Mitch Hyman.
Yeah.
But yeah, Spooky Empire. I mean, if you've never been to a con, this was my first con.
Mm-hmm.
What? How many years ago now? Three? Four? Four? Yeah. Four? Yeah, technically.
This will be your fourth con. Yes.
Spooky.
Four spooky.
In October. I've been to a couple Mayhems now.
Yeah, but this will be your fourth spooky.
Yeah, yeah. And I gotta say, this is one of my most favorite cons. Fatality Fest for whole other reasons.
Yes.
That was just a great birthday.
Twins.
Well, not just the twins, Jessica and Cameron. And you know, everybody else there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend.
I had a great weekend. Linnea was there and Debbie Rochon.
Yep.
And everybody else.
And Linnea is gonna be at Spooky this year, so that's awesome.
To Linnea, yeah. Yep. Well, because in November, too, we're doing and Morbid Movies. Those awesome guys are doing Return of the Living Dead 30th anniversary.
Yep.
Because he wanted to do it before, but they couldn't do it because I guess they were doing something else, the people that own the rights, but now it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But Reanimator, that's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my first convention ever, which was, what, 4 years ago, mm-hmm. 4 spookies ago,
mm-hmm.
October-wise. And it blew my mind. And now I've been to Palm Cons, I've been to MegaCon, and...
Yeah, your first convention was pretty sweet.
Yeah,
I mean, you had like the best possible
experience anybody will ever have
at a con for your very first con. And I was very happy that happened, but I was also really worried for you because I thought
after that it's all
good. What's going to live up to this?
Well, Fatality Fest did.
Yeah, well, that's because it was your birthday.
Yeah, well, and not to mention now, it's like, okay, well, now we're doing the panels. And
yeah, now we're part of it. So, yeah, I understand.
Even
We were fortunate that it continued to be...
Something
for us. But I'm just saying, initially, after your first one, I thought, you know, and I kept trying to tell you, don't expect all of them to be like this.
And then
because
the second year
really
was
not.
Really good, because while you were doing the author stuff, I wasn't on the panels, but I had my panel.
Uh-huh.
My panel blew the room.
Uh-huh.
And those guys from Punch Drunk.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, I met everybody, did some more interviews. And then last year,
yep.
I got to moderate. And this year I'm moderating.
Yep.
And I'm on the website, so that's cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah, we're doing pretty fun. It's a fun show.
Yeah.
And I'm happy every day that we get to do this and that you're doing it with me.
Yeah.
So we saw the Final Girls last night.
Yep.
And it wasn't what I thought it was. It was actually, I think, a little bit better. I think it wasn't so much focusing on the slasher element as the story of a girl who misses her mother. And it actually turned out really, really good. PG-13, but the whole slasher elements in there, being that it was kind of a camp on the Friday the 13th movies, mainly in the 80s, was totally spot on.
Yeah.
And it was a good movie. It was different. People were trying to go in and look, oh my god, this is some slasher movie. You missed the whole point.
Yeah.
And I think that's why it probably wasn't rated R, because it wasn't trying to be a slasher movie. It was trying to be a story about love for one's parent.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happened to be in a slasher movie. And
well, her mom was the actress.
Right.
And
she died. Car accident.
And for the anniversary, there was a showing and something happened and they ended up in the movie. She and her friends ended up in the movie that her mom was in.
Right.
And so they tried to change the story so that her mom wouldn't die.
Right. Become a final girl.
Yeah.
And then it was a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was really good for what they did. And it did poke fun a lot about the old formulas.
Oh, yeah.
That made those movies. Well, that's the whole point of those movies, were supposed to be these stupid, mindless cabin movies. And I like that they had a Jason, not Jason, but basically...
It was Jason, yeah.
I liked the mask, totally not, you know. But I liked the fact that nothing was going to kill him.
Uh-huh.
Except his machete. So, anyway, Final Girls, definitely check that out. I gave it like 3 pumpkins. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Which I thought it would be. So, that was pretty good. What else did we watch? I watched Tremors.
Yeah, Tremors 5.
I watched Tremors 5. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just a continuation, but the graboids this time are a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
And they explain everything, so I kind of like that.
Yeah.
So it was good. It's not a Tremors movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that's really it. I didn't watch much else.
I just watched See No Evil and Insidious, the
same
first
stuff.
One. Yeah.
Nothing new.
No, I mean, I've been watching.
What's out in theaters we want to watch? What came out this week? Not Final Girls, because we just ran it down.
Nothing came out this week. It's next week. Crimson Peak's coming out.
Yep.
I want to see that.
Ghost Dimension.
Ghost Dimension.
Paranormal 5 or 6. Paranormal Activity, the Ghost Dimension.
I don't think it's called Ghost Dimension.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
It's called Paranormal Activity, whatever number of Ghost Dimension.
Okay.
Because they can see it with the camera.
Paranormal Activity. That's the one we were talking about. Yes.
Right, which is different.
Yes.
Only because they can see stuff. If it was like the same old shit,
yeah,
I probably wouldn't go see it.
Right.
And that's really it, isn't it? Are there any other horror movies? Besides what's indie out there?
The Christmas horror film.
Oh, that's out. Christmas horror Tales of Halloween.
Tales of Halloween comes out on the 16th. A Christmas Horror Story comes out, is out already, and you can watch it video on demand.
Yeah, okay,
it's a very limited run, but you can watch it video on demand. I've heard good things.
Yeah, I've heard, yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Kirk's in it.
Who?
William Shatner.
Oh, yeah, well.
The Shatner is in it.
The Shatner.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
So, hey, they made Michael Myers off of his face. You can't, you know, can't discount the Shatner's influence.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. It's October. I'm
so
happy.
Exciting.
I'm happy it's October, but I'm starting to notice that it's the Halloween stuff is shrinking and the Christmas stuff is growing.
Yeah.
Again, if they could wait till November, and I like Thanksgiving too, and everybody's like, oh, fuck Thanksgiving. I'm like, fuck off. But, yeah. You know. Again,
right?
Corporate world and mass produced.
Yeah,
but Halloween is still important. Mm-hmm. Decorate your yard, be spooky, be weird.
Yes,
check out TJ's horror artist. I mean, you know, get some patches and get some shirts.
Yeah,
plenty of. I can't wait to go to the whatchamacallit, spooky the
vendor room.
Oh yeah,
yes.
I love vending. Like, cool vendors that have a lot of cool spooky shirts and paintings and what have you. We don't have any of that here. Even Hot Topic really doesn't have any horror shirts. It's sad.
Hot Topic's kind of lame.
Well, we did get your pops there, though.
Yeah, they do have pops there.
But that's because it's pop culture.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And, you know, they do have some Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, but...
But the rest of it's not really horror.
Mm-mm.
It's Halloween again. Nobody seems to give a fuck.
Yep. No Halloween on Halloween.
Oh, we're having Halloween.
Oh yeah, we are. It's all right. True. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Listening to Podunk Radio.